we made an inquiry the other day about a player, and they're looking for 2.5 million for him. And probably at the start of the season, he wouldn't have got anywhere near that. But as soon as he starts to score goals, everybody starts to, hack the price up, and you can't do anything about it. But listen, we're doing okay. The lads, they seem comfortable with what we're trying to do, the way we're trying to play. We've had to change it, and unfortunately today we just didn't finish the game off.
But you'd be prepared to take, for example, a youngster on loan?
Yeah. If you think they're good enough. I mean, that's why we've brought Mukhtar in. Mukhtar's a young lad. He's an academy player. He's not. If you look at the forward line, there's only really JJ because Kieran Lee's still a young player. Basically, never played at this level before. Mikhail's only young. Mukhtar. You look at Giles Coke, who's been out, and Prutz. So everybody's doing the job. And don't forget, people forget that Reid is only a young man as well. What's Reid, 23? So it's quite a youngish team that's trying to establish themselves. But we're looking at every department, whether it be a young player, whether it be a senior player. And at this stage of the season, if you're picking up strikers, they normally aren't playing in someone's first team. Then you've got to beg the question, why aren't they playing in that first team? And normally, if you're going into the Premiership, it means that they've got an abundance of them, and that's what you got to look at. But I've said before, what I'm looking at, everybody's looking at. We spoke about a player the other day. I spoke to the manager. There's four other clubs higher than us in this division, and they're all prepared to pay between £16,000 and £20,000 a week. Well, we can't compete with that. We're not going to compete with that, because the club will just end up into the situation it was for many years. So we have to try and do it our way, and try and do it the right way, which enables us then to go and do that further down the line.
Can you give us an update on Elan and Sidibe?
Well, we're still talking to their clubs. It's whether they've got a decision. Do they take them back? Do they sell them? Listen, there's lots of things that we're working on, but at the moment, we are in the process of trying to make sure that we get that right.
You would like to keep both of those players then?
Yeah, listen, I want to try and keep everybody, because if I let someone go and I can't bring people in, then all I'm doing is depleting. I'm not adding. So, but if I can get someone in, then of course I've got to make way for that, and that means Daniel Jones we released, and listen, there'll be one or two others as well that go, but we have to try and do it that way, because that's the only way we can do it at this moment in time.
Have you not had any offers for other players then? Because you have said this week
we've,
that
we've had one
or
two
go.
Offers for players going out on loan, but we can only let them do that if we've got replacements to come in. What we don't want to do is deplete the squad and then find out that our bench isn't as strong as what it was before, because we've let people go but we haven't got anyone in to replace them.
Final question: who was that player you bid £2.5 million? Oh, who was quoted as £2.5 million for?
Well, again, he hasn't gone anywhere, so we'll just keep trying to see whether we can manipulate a situation that can help us. But there's lots. I mean, there's a striker out of the Premiership who's not on the first team, and there's a club in this division prepared to pay £22,000 a week for him. We can't compete with it at all. It's impossible.
You've
And
not.
that's someone who's not even playing in the first team, and that's the type of wages that they're on.
If there was a player, could you go to the chairman and say, look, there's just this one player, he could
Oh
really sort of push us up?
yeah. Listen, I'll burn the chairman's ears if I possibly can. I will do that, but we have to make sure that it's right. That's the reason, one of the reasons why we lost Ross Barkley at the end of the day. Because we couldn't compete with what Leeds were prepared to pay for him, so we had to lose that one. But that's the right way. Don't get me wrong here. That has to be the right way, because you can spend lots of money in this division, and if you look at the division as it is, there'll be lots of clubs trying to get out of it. They're spending absolute fortunes, but there's only three that are going to do it. Two automatically, and then one's going to go in the mix with, three others that, and you're not sure. So there's no guarantee. We've just played a side whose wage bill is probably three times ours, but they're in and around us. They are in and around us, so we're not that far away. We've just got to be a bit prudent and a bit more. Make sure your cloth's cut accordingly.